So we're standing right by the cube houses in the centre of Rotterdam, right by the water. What a lovely sunny day it is. And I'm joined by a couple of guests who are my comfy chair guests today on Drive Time. Peter Anker, a lecturer at Rotterdam Business School, who's with one of his students, Furkan Çaycı. Thank you both for coming. Good afternoon to you. Thanks for coming.
Good afternoon.
Peter, firstly, you were at Rotterdam Business School. Tell us a bit about the business school and what you do then.
I'm a lecturer in international economics and international finance, involved in many research projects, and we work together with colleagues from Middlesbrough, from London, from England, and that is working quite well. Lots of those projects we're working with are funded by the European Union. So, yeah, we are now on the brink of a very interesting situation.
Okay, so you actually get quite a bit of money then from the European Union, do you?
Oh, yes. Also, the exchange of all those students that come to us to the Rotterdam Business School. We have over 1,000 students from abroad every year. And, yeah, they're also partly funded by the European Union. So that is very important. And if we get a Brexit, that will change the situation quite a bit for the exchange with Britain.
Would you still not, though, be able to deal with Britain, to deal with various locations in Britain without us being in the European Union, maybe find funding elsewhere?
We definitely will, and we are funded ourselves because my British colleagues are great partners, and we work together for already so long. Now, we will not give it up because of a possible Brexit, and not because of a lack of funding. Then we will find other sources, definitely. Companies will sponsor. One of the companies here is Unilever, a British-Dutch company working well together for over many years. Royal Dutch Shell, also an excellent combination, British-Dutch, and they always support us with many of those projects. So, yeah, that will work out still.
Furkan, you're a student, so what do you study then?
I study finance and accounting. I'm doing my master's, and Peter Anker is one of my professors in international financial management. I'm glad to be here. It's an international atmosphere, and I think England is pretty important with regard to my studies because I think it's the headquarter of the financial industry within Europe, and I think it would be pretty sad if they would leave the European Union, as that would have most probably a lot of negative impacts on the relationship between Europe and UK. Yeah.
If Britain did leave the European Union, though, presumably we would still have to trade very closely. There'd be many close links. Rotterdam's a twin city with Hull, for example. We have a ferry that links the two cities every night. So presumably we would still be very close, wouldn't we?
We would be close, but I think just on a geographical basis, I think if the UK would leave the European Union, that would mean that that trade barriers would exist, and that would lead to the fact that there will be a lot of uncertainty with regard to businesses, and businesses don't like that. In fact, I think that the businesses won't do business in Europe through the UK anymore, and so they will move their businesses to Europe, and the relationship between Europe and the UK will most probably be broken. And I think companies like German car manufacturers won't expand their facilities within the UK anymore, and I think that will be pretty sad because the relationship is pretty well, and I think the advantages of being part of the European Union clearly overweigh the advantages of leaving the European Union.
Peter, I just want to talk about where you do trade with. So here we are in Rotterdam, huge port complex in Rotterdam, clearly much trade with Britain, we know that. Where else?
We trade a lot. Strange enough, over 60% of all the money we make in the Netherlands comes from international trade, and that is quite a lot of money. We trade worldwide, but Rotterdam is a big hub. Goods from all over the world come and are transported to the Netherlands, distributed all over Europe, and also to Britain quite a bit. Besides this, yeah, we have a powerful industry in this country, producing machineries, selling it to the British, and vice versa, of course. So, yeah, we trade a lot, and we're highly depending on that international trade.
And the Netherlands, obviously, you are surrounded by other countries. So, you know, you've got Belgium, you've got Germany. Again, is there a lot of trade between the countries? We'll go back some years. It used to be the Benelux countries, yeah. Weren't they? So is there still a lot of trade there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. We are more or less, the Netherlands is more or less a kind of province of Germany because we trade so much with Germany. And the Germans say, oh, Rotterdam, isn't that our biggest port? And yeah, it is. It is. We have direct directions and pipelines to Germany, straight railway lines. Yes, yes. It's all focused on Germany as well. And
does that not wind you up a bit? Or are you all right with that then?
No, more than all right. We work very good together. And it worked for so many years. And it will work also in the future. We have, for example, also the same monetary policy. The Central Bank of Germany and the Central Bank of the Netherlands, they were very successful always with the same monetary policy. We just followed the Germans and it went well so far.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you shortly. For the time being, thank you, Peter and Furkan, who are my guests in the comfy chair today here in Rotterdam.